Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Get the used equipment you need now. Purple Wave Auction sells hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment each week at No Reserve Auction. Items are selling in your area now. Bidding is simple. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Farm Data Services of Stillwater was founded in 1982 by Mike Bertram, joined later by his son Clay. Farm Data Services is an agricultural management, accounting, and consulting firm, specifically catering to farms, ranches, and small businesses. Learn more about how they can help you in your journey to success at farmdataservices.com or call them 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services of Stillwater, proud to sponsor our coverage of the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show.
Well, this week, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released updated research on the globe's current climate situation, including forecasts of what's to come. According to the report, the next 20 years of harsher weather is unavoidable, as production of greenhouse gases and changes in land use have not happened quickly enough. Dr. Sarah Place, the Chief Sustainability Officer at Elanco, says she's gratified that the authors of the 4,000-page report do acknowledge how science is viewing methane gas as a short-lived gas.
To get into the weeds of it a bit, there was a whole section on how we account for methane, and that's important for the cattle industry because that's the main gas that comes from beef cattle production. It's even just the cattle that naturally comes from cattle and they belch it out, it's about 56% of our footprint, right? So that's a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. And this conversation about methane in that document, the reason why it's important and relevant for us is they acknowledged, hey, this is a short-lived, what we call climate pollutant. And why is that important? Because it doesn't have to go to zero to stop all these impacts of climate change, right? To stop additional warming, right? What we have to do is we have to stop the increase of methane globally, and we have to bend that curve and reduce methane emissions, right? So why is that relevant for cattle production? It's relevant because that clarifies what our goal should be, right? We should frame our goals around temperature change, right? What we're talking about in the media and what all these effects of the climate, and say, hey, what can we do as an industry to demonstrate what we think we can achieve, which is not adding more warming as an industry, you being able to go out there as a consumer and say, you know, I want to eat beef because it's nutritious, it's delicious, but also, you know, I got this guarantee that this industry is taking this head on and they're doing what they need to do, right? But I think the main takeaway is that, you know, to have zero impact on the climate, cattle don't need to stop emitting methane, right? We just need to manage it slightly differently and, you know, maybe have some new technologies and feed additives, but that makes it a heck of a lot more of a manageable, realistic issue to address.
Dr. Place said there's some new technologies that are coming out that deal with methane gases.
Going forward, we have a lot of opportunities from the science side, whether it is through, you know, different ways of feeding cattle, feed ingredients, right, new technologies from that standpoint. Quite frankly, genetics, which I think is an intriguing area of, is there heritable components of methane emissions that we can select for? Quite frankly, probably animals that are more efficient also emit less methane. So there's some win-wins there. But it also opens up other opportunities of how can we use that from a standpoint of creating more value within the industry as well. And ultimately, that's where I hope this conversation goes, not just become an added cost to commodity producers, right? But rather, how do we say, you know, this is an issue that the society is talking about, they're interested in, we're going to address it head on.
To hear more from Dr. Sarah Place of Elanco about the climate update, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.